You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where learning business is your favorite healthy habit with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is Q&A weekends, where we answer your questions on the show. If you have a question you want us to answer, just send it to contact@100mba.net, or you could speak it using our SpeakPipe option on the show page at 100mba.net/show. All right, so today we have a question from Joe. Joe asks, who was your biggest influence in business? Thanks for the question, Joe, and thanks for listening to the $100 MBA Show. That's a very interesting question. They're all interesting questions, but this one in particular, because I don't know if I can pinpoint one person that has influenced me the most. There's so many people that I've met or come across. I'd probably say there are two things that have influenced me the most in business. Some of you know that my father was in sales for most of his adult life. I mean, he was trained as an engineer. You know, he studied and practiced as an engineer for a very long time. But when I was younger, I think around 6 or 7, he went into sales, automobile sales, car sales. And ever since then, he never looked back. And sales became his life, and he became very successful at it. And I used to go to work with him on the weekends a lot. And one of my first jobs was washing cars at the dealership in the wash bay. I was very young at the time, but I really enjoyed, you know, just watching my father work. And my father's style in sales is very, very different from other salespeople. And it was funny because I remember my father's colleagues and his friends at work, he used to tell me, watch your dad. And I never understood why, but they used to tell me, like, watch him when he's in action, when he's selling, because it's very, very different. And he was like one of the best salesmen the company ever had for years. And it's funny because a lot of people joke around and say, you know, I don't want to be a used car salesman. You know, my dad was new cars, but, you know, the picture that comes to mind is like my father. My father is a salesperson, and I don't see that as a sleazy thing. And one of the reasons why is because I learned from my father very quickly by watching him was he's very good at building relationships. He's a friendly guy. He's a very nice person that likes to make friends. And he realized that making relationships, building relationships is the key to earning trust and building a business relationship. And he would remain friends with people even if they didn't buy. And he would follow up with them and say, hey, I hope you found the best deal for you. And, you know, a lot of people are like, wow, you know, even though I bought my car from somewhere else, I wish I bought it from him. You know, it's funny. And all my friends growing up, you know, they would buy cars from him and things like that. And they'd love my dad. And I'd be like, yeah, you know, that's who he is. But the point is that he was good at building relationships. Now, I may have not been paying attention 100% at the time going to work with my dad, but I think some of that stuff sunk in. And later in life, I realized all the things I've learned from him in terms of building relationships, building trust, and just being genuine and just being somebody who just, I genuinely want to help this person find the best thing or the best product, the best car in my dad's case. And if I'm the one to do that, great. If not, no problem. I'm still having a good time with a smile on my face. I'm not going to hate them. You know, it's not worth it. And I just thought that's one of the best skills that I picked up from my father. So, Bubba, if you're listening, I love you, man. The second thing that probably is the biggest influence on me as an entrepreneur is anybody who really knows me very well knows that I'm a very perceptive person. I pay attention to every little detail about every little situation, about every little thing. And I always look at things in a different way. And it's just who I am. As a little kid, I was a very curious person. And so if I go to a restaurant or if I go to, you know, buy a computer or whatever, I'm looking at different things that other people are not. I'm looking at how they're treating me. I'm looking at their sales process. I'm looking at, you know, what is their after sale process? I'm looking at what kind of documentation and, hey, I like the way they put out this, you know, this form. I would like to create a form like that in my business. So I'm very perceptive. I'm always looking at ways to improve myself as a business person. And I like to consume an experience in a different way. And that goes as well with any kind of thing, you know, like it could be even if you're on vacation, you know, I know. And for me, it's just fun. I like to analyze things. So like, even if I'm on vacation, I'm at a resort and I feel like I'm being treated properly, I say, oh, wow, their customer service is good. Why is it good? Is there any way I can replicate that in my own business? What are some of the, you know, the words or the language they use when I when they address me and how they talk to me and they make me feel good? Why do they make me feel good? I like to dissect things. So I think that's one of the traits I have that really has helped me in business, is just being a little bit more present in everything I do and just kind of looking at things in a different angle, looking at how I can learn from every situation, even something as simple as buying something from a supermarket or even when you're on vacation, like I mentioned. So your question was, who has been the biggest influence in your business? I'd probably say, you know, just learning from my dad growing up, also just being perceptive helps me a lot. I also like to study the greats, the masters. If I like somebody who's a great speaker, like I like to analyze, why are they a good speaker? What are they doing? What are they doing with their body? You know, I took a look at people like Tony Robbins or Michael Port and be like, okay, wow, these guys are very good on stage. How can I do the same thing? You know, if I see somebody who's really good at negotiation, if I see somebody who's really good at design, you know, I like to look at how do they design their website, look at the aesthetics, look at some of the materials they use or the colors they use and say, oh, wow, that's pretty good. You know, Picasso once said, good artists copy, great artists steal. Now, I'm not saying you should steal somebody's work. Of course not. You know, you have to do your own thing. And if you are going to mention somebody's work, you should quote them. You should, you know, mention them as well. You know, I've learned this from this person. But the point of this quote, good artists copy, great artists steal. A great artist, a great whatever, entrepreneur, when they see something great, they're like, wow, I got to use that in my business, and not say, wow, that's really good for them. You know, I should think of something great too. Just use that. You know, you have a great practice and it's working for them. Go ahead and take it and use it. You know, when I was a teacher, I used to say the same thing. You know, I'm a great thief when it comes to teaching, because if I see a teacher do something great in class or use a great technique to control the classroom, I used to be like, wow, I love that. I'm going to use that in my class. And I used to steal from every teacher I saw. And I saw a lot of teachers because I used to observe teachers and evaluate them. And I used to, you know, want to build on my repertoire. I wanted to have like the ultimate like bag of tricks. Everyone who's great does this. You know, if you look at even athletes, you know, Kobe Bryant admits that he steals a lot of his moves from Michael Jordan. He steals a lot of his moves from other great athletes. So if you see something working for somebody else, you know, go ahead and use it in your business. This is not plagiarism where you're copying people's work or a blog post or anything like that. We're talking about, you know, techniques or methods in business. So keep your eyes open. So pay attention to every experience you have in life. There might be something you can learn and apply in your own business. That's what I do, and I find it very useful. All right, Joe, thanks for your question. Love it. And thank you for listening to the $100 MBA Show. And thank you all for listening to the show. We are excited because our 100th episode is December 8th, and we're very, very excited to announce the winner to our 100th episode prize, which is a $100 gift certificate from Amazon, as well as the $100 MBA lifetime membership. If you have not given us an iTunes rating and review yet, please drop us one so you can enter the draw. We're going to be announcing it on December 8th. You can learn more at 100mba.net/win100. Guys, I want to leave you with this. If you want to be great at something, know that you have to commit to it for life. It's a part of being a master or mastering a skill. So know that this takes time. Know that whatever you're trying to do in life or trying to do in your business, it takes time to be very, 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 very good at it. I mean, if you look at people like Steve Jobs, for example, you know, he didn't really get any recognition for any of his work until really late in his career. And he revolutionized his personal computer because he had to hone in his skills and hone in his skills and hone in his skills. And finally, people start to realize, wow, this person's brilliant. He has really contributed to the world in a great way. So have patience. You will get there. Just keep working at it. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.